This is a quiet title action. To quiet the title, Midwest Ethanol's plant on Southern Land in Nebraska. There were a number of claims in the title, in the quiet title action. All of them except Western Ethanol's plant has been taken care of through either through settlement, summary judgment, or default judgment. Parties are in the trial court are all in agreement. All the facts as set forth in the order of December 1st, 2015 as corrected. The parties agree that prior to December 31st, 2013, all of the assets of Western Ethanol were either sold or transferred to the owners or members of the LLC. We filed our action on September 22nd, 2014. The question before the court was whether Western Ethanol has any interest in a judgment or right to enforce it at the time of the trial or at the time of the case. And that's the case in a nutshell. The judgment itself is a chosen inaction, and the assignee of a chosen action is the proper and only party to maintain the action thereon. Dissolution documents that were filed in California and in Nevada show that all of the assets were either sold or distributed to the members of the LLC. It doesn't name the members of the LLC. And so we didn't know who it was, who it was assigned to. We filed the action, attempted to get service on them. There was the Secretary of State. We had no address there. So we published a notice pursuant to the standard practice for a quiet title action, because it's an in-rem action. We have to have the property itself, the defendant, as well as all persons who have any interest in it. We sent a copy of that notice to Western's counsel, and they made an appearance. Prior to the time we found out about who the assignee voted we had gotten a default judgment against all persons having an interest in the property. We had a kind of an omnibus hearing where we had some summary judgments, default judgments scheduled, and at that time, Western Ethanol brought in an affidavit saying that the property had been, or the judgment had been transferred to Mr. Vinn.
Is that before or after the default judgment?
That was after the default judgment.
Is there evidence in the record that there was an assignment to Mr. Vinn?
No, there's never been any assignment other than Mr. Vinn's affidavit saying that he is now the owner.
That was offered at what time?
At the summary judgment hearing after the default judgment hearing.
Do we have a copy of that exhibit? That is in the fourth. Do we have a copy of that in the record?
Yes.
Yeah, that's in the record.
Various courts. As I said, the assignee of a chosen action is the proper and only party to maintain the action thereon. And that's the Crump versus Stanley case in my brief. Another similar situation that happened in Iowa. And they said, and then he said, in a valid assignment of a judgment, the assignee assumes the rights and remedies and benefits of the assigner, in the Broyles case. In another analogous situation, not cited in my brain, is under the deed of trust statutes, section 76.0016, that says the transfer of any debt secured by a deed of trust shall operate as a transfer for the security thereof. It's not for all fours, but it's a security interest. Another simple, similar situation is if the judgment holder is an individual, and he dies, the judgment has to be revived before it can be enforced. None of this has happened.
So Western Ethanol is not the owner of the judgment at the time of the trial?
That's correct. That's what the affidavit says, and that's what the court filed.
Court dismissed your quiet title action against Western Ethanol.
That's correct. And it's our position that Western Ethanol doesn't own it. Title should have been quieted against Western Ethanol because they don't own it. Another case is the Boyd case, a sale of real estate made upon a special execution where they try to execute on the judgment after the death of the plaintiff, the judgment holder, without a decree of reviver, the judgment is void. I'm sorry?
Who is the owner?
In our case?
It's not Western Ethanol.
The owner supposedly is Mr. Bim, but he's never come forward and made no appearance. And he was foreclosed or acquired a title against him by the default judgment. In summary, since Western Ethanol was dissolved and all of its assets disposed of, including the judgment against Renewable Energy, Western Ethanol has no interest in the judgment at the time of filing of the quiet title.
What fact, if any, does the Nevada statutes regarding dissolution of a limited liability company have on this?
Well, it says that the company survives for the purpose of prosecuting an action against the or an action against the limited liability company spending it all, but it can't go on forever. And even if it could, it has to still own the property. They have to own the judgment. Here they supposedly transferred it to Mr. Bim prior to 2013, the end of 2013.
Is there any evidence of date?
No. It just says it's been done.
Look, how would you find the winding up period is
when all of the assets have been gathered up, the bills been paid and distributed out to the owners of the company, and that was accomplished according to the California and the Nevada documents were registered with the Secretary of State as December 31st, 2013. Yeah. That was the effective date of the dissolution.
Nevada statute have a time limit on it?
Did what?
Does the Nevada statute have a time limit on it?
No. But it seems to me you wound it up and you say you wound it up. They don't own it anymore.
doesn't it say, what's Nevada statute say within 2 years after the effective date of the yard case dissolution?
Don't recall.
Don't recall.
Thank you very much. Mr. Krasinski, is that right?
That's from.
Good morning to you.
Morning to you.
Please the court, Mr. Jungers, my name is Bill Krasinski, and I represent the defendant of Ellie in this action, Western Ethanol. As Mr. Jungers explained to the court, this is a matter that involves an appeal from a quiet title action from the District Court of Williams County. In that matter, the District Court found that appellant's claims against the appellee were dismissed. And that's what brings us here today. Ultimately, what this case boils down to is the appellant is claiming that the appellee, as an LLC, organized under the laws of the state of Nevada, the appellant is claiming that since it has dissolved and no longer continues on its business, it therefore no longer is entitled to enforce a judgment against it. Pelley's argument is that is obviously the complete opposite of that. Pelley contends that Nevada law allows the appellee to continue on for purposes of prosecuting and defending suits and actions. That's exactly what we have going on here. The appellee, Western Ethanol, has learned of the quiet title action, filed an answer, and defended that suit, claiming all along that it was still the owner, per se, of the judgment that it obtained in California.
How is the assignment, if there is an assignment, how is that assignment affect who is the owner of that judgment?
Well, the term assignment is maybe a bit of a reach. The district court latched onto the word transfer and said, as part of its order, said that this transfer was in effect an assignment. The record doesn't necessarily reflect that. What the record reflects is the dissolution documents that were added into evidence, and it also reflects the affidavit from Mr. Bend, who was a managing member of the LLC.
What's that affidavit?
It says that upon dissolution of the company, he was to receive, or he was to be transferred the asset of the asset. So I guess one way of looking at it is, how does one look at a judgment? Is it an asset of itself, or does a judgment really obtain its value from anything that can be collected? And that's what I would argue. The judgment itself is not necessarily an asset. Anything to be collected from the judgment would be an asset. So as that argument is how you follow that argument through, then ultimately what Mr. Bend would have received would have been anything received from the judgment, which was still in the name of Western Ethanol. From the record.
Yes.
That's right. I know in his affidavit he states that no monies were paid as part of his knowledge of the company up through dissolution, and monies were ever received. And as part of the trial, the case filed for CI-10-799 was submitted into evidence, and that realistically would have reflected any payments made. So,
you're not disputing that the transfer took place from dissolution.
Not disputing the entitlement to the asset of the judgment. It's maybe a term of art, but I think it's an important one in this case, because ultimately what the appellant was trying to resolve itself of is the lien liability that attaches as a result of this. And so it is trying to attack the judgment based upon the dissolution of Western Ethanol. But again, I think you have to refer back to the Nevada statutes, as a Nevada company organized under Nevada laws, and Nevada law, Nevada Revised Statute 86-505 allows it to continue. So under this Nevada statute, the appellee's argument is that there was no need to file a formal assignment of the judgment. there is no need to provide evidence of any transfer or any supposed transfer. The appellant's argument, they weren't sure who to pay the judgment to me falls short because Western Ethanol, under Nevada law, could continue on. They could have contacted the district court, paid the monies into the court, and tried to resolve who those monies went to at that time. That didn't happen. They're trying to say, this company dissolved, that means the judgment is more or less void, it's uncollectible at this point. So the lien that attaches to the real estate should be dissolved as well.
So you're not contending the judgment void, it's just an issue of color.
Well, the appellee's contention, Your Honor, is that the judgment is still in full force and effect. It's still a valid system judgment.
Do you contest that?
That it is valid. We contend that it is valid. Yes. And therefore, if there's that the judgment lien against the appellant's property is still in full force and effect.
But your contention is that Western Ethanol, the owner of the judgment, is not in full force.
At this time, seeing no formal assignment or anything to that effect in the record. Yes, Your Honor.
There was a transfer. When did that transfer occur?
Well, again, I have to refer back to my argument as to how do you view a judgment as an asset. There is nothing.
You said entitlement to recover judgment is transfer. When did that entitlement to recover judgment?
I believe the record shows that as part of the dissolution process, there was a filing, and I believe it's an exhibit as part of Mr. Vinn's affidavit that says that assets were transferred as of the time of dissolution, which was December 31st of 2013. But again, I think it's kind of a term of art. Assets are things that you hold in hand. You don't necessarily hold a judgment in hand. The judgment itself was something that the appellee expected to be able to collect on at some point in time. There's no evidence in the record to show that anything was ever collected, and so the asset itself. That would be a much better term for it, Your Honor, because again, the judgment is contingent upon. Any asset from the judgment is contingent upon being able to collect on something.
The Bell's counsel called a chosen action. Disagree with that?
A judgment itself? I disagree with that. The judgment itself can be a chosen action. Speaking specifically in terms of the lien itself, the appellant is attempting to resolve itself of liability for it. Nebraska law is very clear that the judgment lien attaches to properties from does not necessarily lapse or become ineffective unless the judgment itself becomes done. That's simply not the case here. Again, it's become clear, obviously, today that the question before the court is what effect, if any, does the dissolution of Western Ethanol have upon the judgment that it held?
The argument is that, let's say Mr. Vinn is the owner of the judgment effective December 31st, 2013. What does the effect of the default judgment against all unknown owners have against Mr. Vinn?
I would argue today, Your Honor, that it has no effect because Mr. Vinn had still, through Western Ethanol, entered an appearance in the case. As the district court made clear in its order, Mr. Vinn's interest arises as a result of Western Ethanol's interest itself. And so, by prosecuting the claim through Western Ethanol, Mr. Vinn is in effect advocating for his interests that may result from this claim as well.
It's either real party of interest, or this is assignment, or is Western Ethanol a real party?
Again, I would argue that Western Ethanol is the real party of interest in this matter. They were the party named as part of the appellant's complaint. They were the party that filed an answer in response to that complaint and that continued to defend the suit itself, all through the authority that the company felt it had through Nevada statute.
Is there any reason to believe Western Ethanol was aware of Mr. Ben until the loan was offered or was offered a motion for summary judgment?
I would say yes. I hesitate to say that Western Ethanol is Mr. Ben's alter ego, but Exhibit 4 indicates that he was the managing member of the LLC itself. So I see as my time's winding down here. Ultimately, the appellee is asking the court to affirm the judgment of the district court and to dismiss the claims against
it. Thank you very much. We have time. We have time.
He has 1 second left.
Just briefly, Your Honor. Western Ethanol doesn't own this problem. Doesn't own the judgment. And the argument of counsel is just red herrings trying to confuse the issues here. If you don't own it, you can't enforce it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The next case of the day then is O'Brien versus Cessna Aircraft. Justice Wright is accused of this narrative.